Psalm 25 from the New Living Translation. O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced, or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past, and do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his commands. For the honour of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity. Their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles.
Good morning, White Inch. Friday was VE, Anniversary Day, Victory in Europe Day. 75 years ago, we trusted in the Allied forces. We hoped, we prayed, we won the victory. Nazi Germany unconditionally surrendered May the 8th, 1945 at midnight. Their surrender was their defeat. Their surrender was our victory. And it got me thinking a little about surrender. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you lead us by your word, which is truth, into this new life. I thank you that at this time, as we celebrate as a nation, we are challenged as a global population. So at this time, when you ask us again and again in times of challenge to surrender to you, lead us by your word, walking with us every step of the way into the victory which is ours in you. Amen. So I've had this song in my mind all week. I'm not going to sing it to you, but it's this. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Saviour, I surrender all. So I've chosen Psalm 25 this morning. In this covenant psalm, David deeply understands the agreement between God and man. God promised to save the Jews if they continued to love him and be his people. Psalm 25, covenant God says, surrender. I am good. I do what is right. I will lead you. I will teach you. My love will never fail you. I will forgive your sins. I am your friend. I will rescue you. Everything you need, I am. Psalm 25 covenant, David says, save me. Throughout the psalm, he says, I surrender to, trust, hope, I really hope and take refuge in and fix my eyes on the Lord God. Psalm 25 is David's six-point surrender document. In verse 1, I surrender to. Verse 2, I trust in. Verse 5, I hope in. Verse 15, I fix my eyes on. Verse 20, I take refuge in. And verse 21, I really hope in the Lord God. Psalm 25 lays out the universal terms, the way of our surrender. If you surrender to, trust, hope, and take refuge in, and fix your eyes on me, God says, I will save you. What do you think when you read about, witness, or perhaps experience a surrender? Would you consider surrendering a personal issue at all? Does it only happen at scale? I remember where I was when I heard about the fall of the Berlin Wall, when East Berliners poured through the checkpoints the evening of November 9th, 1989. I was a student in Brussels, and a friend and I decided to hitch across Europe that night to Berlin to witness for ourselves this pivotal political surrender. Now, I could use up all my time this morning retelling that little adventure. But we arrived less than 12 hours later, and over the weekend, before lectures began on the Monday back in Belgium, we witnessed the total surrender of a national, physical, and ideological division. It was a kind of VEE Day, a Victory in East Europe Day. A popular uprising had influenced politicians, and they surrendered, and the nation could begin to heal. Surrender marks the beginning of a submitting to a new, more powerful influence. A new agreement is required, and the Bible calls this a covenant. David understood the covenant promises from God. I'll do this if you do that. He trusted, hoped, surrendered, took refuge in, fixed his eyes on God for as long as he could, in whatever amount he could summon up. The opening verse of this psalm nails the condition God searches for and what David yielded his life to. O Lord, I give my life to you. Some versions say, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. The Amplified Version says, unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life. David says, here's my life, my everything, my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul. Take it. Do what you will with it. This is my body, which is given, surrendered for you. As Wimber would say, Lord, I am change in your pocket. Spend me how you will. And as with any surrender document, David adds some pleas. And he is very specific in verses 16 to 22. We read request after request. Turn to me. Be gracious to me. Relieve the troubles of my heart. Free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress. Take away all my sins. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame. Let integrity and uprightness protect me. Deliver Israel. Of course, this is God's job description. Under his surrender, David places himself inside God's protection. We call this a refuge. a refuge, a place to shelter from pursuit, danger, or difficulty. David took refuge where he knew he was secure. He understood God because he revered and worshipped. He feared him. The reverence and worship, the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of knowledge, Proverbs 1 says. David became a major contributor to the Psalms, which are the book of praises. The Psalms are Israel's hymn book. What does God want from us? To be exalted, to be worshipped. But of course we sway. It seems easy, it seems difficult, depending on where we are on our daily trying to do life scale. C.S. Lewis concluded that praise is our inner health made audible. The writers of the Psalms usually manage to turn away from their daily worries and turn to their Creator God. Well, good for them. We are not the psalmists. We don't always feel like singing, but I think we can think about God. And at any time we do, any time we understand God for who he is, even just acknowledging a glimmer of his greatness, and then respond accordingly, even just for a moment, I think we are worshipping him. That's inner health in action. And those momentary surrenders are where we win. We have to somehow cling on to truths or fragments of truths where we can. Even glimpses of truths that maybe just sit in our palms. Size isn't the issue here. Attitude is everything. Surrender, any surrender, is the entry point into God's refuge. Life in the Psalms comes out of a sense of surrender that will deliver freedom in order for circumstance-defying belief to have a chance for us. It comes from holding for as long as possible an unshakable knowing that God's promises will come to realization. We must somehow never forget in the dark what we have learnt in the light. Those thousands of refugees streaming through the Berlin Wall never forgot their freedom. Their faces, smiles, relief, their joy, I will never forget. Surrendering to God overthrows all rivals to God, even though we walk through dark places. You are with us, Lord. Godly surrender is a determined assault on our idols, because God is completely available, completely reliable, completely loving, and completely for us forever. So he sent us, his Son, and a new I'll do this if you do that covenant was drawn up through Jesus' victory on the cross. Will we surrender to, trust, hope, and take refuge in and fix our eyes on the Lord each day? Perhaps our salvation, our liberation, is our D-Day, and our VE Day is our promotion to glory, entering into the New Jerusalem, joining with cheering, smiling, joyful crowds, praising God for his just and merciful, victorious love. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you made it possible for us to surrender into your loving arms, into your place of refuge, where we can find protection and respite and be renewed in our reverence and worship of you. I pray that for each one of us today, where we are, whether we're joyful or downfallen, Father, will you lift us, hold us, love us, comfort us, secure us for our life in you. We give thanks at this time. We celebrate with you, Lord. Amen.